Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the show, my friends. Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the show. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Super appreciate that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast because we do two episodes a week on Wednesdays, a little bit of a longer form episode, and then these Friday quick tip episodes each and every week. If you've been listening for a long time, thank you so much. As always, I super appreciate you supporting the show here. With these quick tip episodes, I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, so that you can help more people in your business. And when you do those two things, my friends, you are going to increase your revenue. On today's quick tip episode, I wanted to do something a little bit different. As you know, or maybe you don't know, maybe this is the first episode you listen to in a while, we've been talking a lot about content and specifically how to create content that stands out, because we here in the online space, right, it's hella crowded. Hella, by the way, for those of you guys who don't know, is like a Northern California term. I just love it, but it's really crowded, right? We are in a very crowded space. So how do we stand out? Because when we start putting out, or we, or I should say, when we continue putting out the standard kind of how-to content, it just gets lost in the sea of content out there and often goes unheard. And so how do you stand out? Well, that's what we've been talking a lot about here on the podcast. In the last two episodes, this past Wednesday's episode was part two, and part one was a week and a half ago, was with my good buddy, Brandon Lucero, who is a messaging and positioning expert. He is my mentor when it comes to messaging. He's a huge help to me in, you know, having a big impact with people around the world. And so what I wanted to do today is kind of continue this theme of content, but in such a way, or how to create content, I should say, but in such a way where I shared a quick case study with you. And it's with one of my Accelerator Mastermind members, Ashley Shaw. And if that name rings a bell, it's because she was a guest back on the show in December of 2019. And we talked about how she did it, going from $10,000 a month to over $30,000 a month in 5 months. And she actually ended up the end of 2019, almost 60,000 a month. But that's not what today is about. Today, I want to share with you this breakthrough that Ashley had after our accelerator retreat last January. I had Brandon Lucero there to speak to the group, and he did this whole presentation on thought reversal content and creating thought reversal videos. And you heard Brandon talk about that. If you listened to the past two episodes, you heard Brandon talk about thought reversal and what that is. Essentially, thought reversal is taking a commonly held belief that your audience has and flipping it on its head so that it aligns with something that you believe. And so as you're going to hear Ashley, it allows you to draw people into your world, if you will, and gets them really engaged. And so anyway, before doing thought reversal in her business, Ashley, her content was really stale, as you're going to hear her say, was super stale and wasn't doing it, you know, a whole lot of good for her business. And then she started introducing thought reversal videos into her content last July, and she was blown away at the engagement, the number of views, and she really attributes this type of content to really helping her business, you know, hockey stick growth in 2019. So I asked her to come on and just kind of talk through what she did, how she did it, why she did it, what the results were with you for the next 10, 12, 13 minutes here. Okay, so that's what you're going to hear today, just sort of a mini interview with Ashley Shaw about how she created thought reversal content for her business and how you can do it as well. Okay, so Ashley's going to explain exactly what her business is here coming up. And yeah, this is super actionable for you, as I like to do with all of these quick tip episodes. Okay. Also, before we jump into it with Ashley, as I've been talking about here on the show for the past several weeks, I want to let you know that Brandon Lucero, who I've been talking about and who was on the episodes here past couple weeks, has an amazing free video series coming out in just a couple of days that I want to recommend that you definitely sign up to watch. He does cover thought reversal for sure in this video series. And the video series is called The Content Revolution, and it's an unbelievably helpful and actionable video series. It goes in depth into how to finally start creating engaging content with unique messaging that creates demand, builds profitable connection with people and your audience, and really forces you to stand out because you stand for something. Remember, it's such a crowded space that we're all in. This video series is all about teaching you how to fix your broken content and finally be heard. And he also shares a bunch of examples of how successful entrepreneurs are crafting their content that explodes, as he likes to say. So I want to very much encourage you to register for that video series. You can do so at rickmulready.com/4x, the number four, the letter X. Okay, rickmulready.com/4x. Okay, without further ado, let's jump into it in this mini interview with Ashley Shaw. Ashley, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great. I'm a little warmer than you right now. We were just saying before we hit record, it's like negative, it's below zero where you are in Eastern mm-hmm. Canada. Mm-hmm. And I'm like ready to like take my, I have two shirts on and I'm like sweating right now in San Diego. just what you want to hear. You've been on the show here before, but for those mm-hmm. people who have not listened to that episode with you, you know, share a little bit about who you are and the types of things that you do in your business.
Yeah. So I help fitness entrepreneurs eliminate the overwhelm in their marketing efforts so they can build the business of their dreams. And what I really do is I'm a done-for-you marketing strategist. So I help you get your marketing tools in place so that it's like plug and play and easy to get your marketing up and running.
I love it. Yeah, I was just thank you for clarifying that, because you do so well in explaining what you do, but then it's like, all right, what do you really do? And it's like you remove all that overwhelm for mm-hmm. people. And as we talked about in the last episode that you were on, you had amazing growth in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I want to say May-ish of 2019, you were doing like 10K a month and mm-hmm. then had just had amazing growth up into much higher than that per month mm-hmm. by the end of 2019. And I think a lot of what has worked for you really well, I don't think I know, is really number one, doing more of what's working mm-hmm. and really nailing down your numbers and knowing what works, what doesn't work for you. But there was also something that you started to implement in, I want to say mid-ish 2019 with your video content.
Yeah.
And I know that video is really important to you. You do a lot of great video, but at one of the accelerator retreats, I had my good buddy, Brandon Lucero, in to talk about thought reversal and creating content that really connects with your audience. And I know that that was something that you really resonated with. And I remember after that, you said, you know what, I really took that to heart, took what I learned at that retreat from a thought reversal perspective, put it into place with my videos, and like, boom, videos started to take off. So can you kind of take us through what that process was like?
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I heard Brandon talk about the thought reversal, it was like, I am a systems person and I like a script and I like things that are super easy so that I just, I can stay like sort of in those lines that I know I'm doing the right things. And as soon as I left the retreat, that was the first thing I did when I got to my cousin's house there in California, is I recorded my first thought reversal. And what I all of a sudden saw was not only a huge amount of gain in traffic in people watching that video, and that had to do with the way that the thought reversal title was and just drawing people in, but it all of a sudden just clicked to me like, wow, this is what I've been missing doing in my business, because I wasn't quite sure. Like, I knew that I wanted to, you know, help people. Like, I knew all the warm and fuzzies, but I didn't actually know, how do I bring them in and then break down what they think is stopping them when I know that's actually not why they're not being successful in their business? And all of a sudden it was like, you know, after doing this for a consistent period, people are coming to me and not only like telling me, oh, you're the expert, you've helped me so much. Like, I have the ability to do that because I'm able to be looked at now as an influencer because I'm challenging these beliefs.
These beliefs. So what was that first video that you did? Do you remember the topic that you did? So guys, just to recap real quick, what thought reversal is, this whole concept that Brandon came up with, the whole thought reversal name is essentially taking a commonly held belief that your audience has and flipping it on its head based on something that you believe and that you teach and is important to you. And I don't mean teach necessarily in a how-to way. It's just like, this is what you believe in your business. So what was that thought reversal for you, Ashley?
Yeah. So it was about, most Beachbody coaches believe that they don't need a strategy to launch their upcoming product. And that, you know, picking that idea, it just aligns so well with my solution that, yeah, you need a strategy and I provide that for you.
And here it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it just, it like, you know, kind of like it brought them, as to say, like into the kimono of like, this is why you're struggling. And it just hit home with so many more people than content I had done in the past. It was like, almost like once I switched the order, I actually got the eyeballs and then I could communicate my message clearly.
Yeah. Because if you started out maybe like how to do X, Y, how to do a marketing strategy, they would be like, I don't need one, or something like that, where you flip it on its head, get them interested, get them, like draw them in, as you say, and then you can, now you have them engaged. Now you get to teach them and lead them into, you know, whatever your offer is, even if it's just like a lead magnet, which gets them into your funnel.
Yeah, absolutely. It like gave me the ability to really be controversial as well. Cause I did this one later on as I started practicing and getting much better at these, about posting is not for engagement. And people are like, what? Like, that's why I post, is to get engagement. And, you know, I brought them down this path of, you know, not like using persuasion and these more advanced techniques to explain to them that not everyone that's engaging is buying. So why are we focused on this? And it was just like a beautiful release of like, let that go and let's focus over here, because this is actually what's going to work in your business.
I love that. How do you come up with the ideas of, all right, these are some pretty good thought reversal topics that I could cover? How do you come up with those?
I really just try to listen to my audience and where they get stuck. Those are the perfect ones because I'm already using their language. So that pulls them in. I hear these different things. Like I always talk about the hey girl hustle and the people that I speak to, they recognize that language. So when they see that, and then they also see that piece about like, but that could be the biggest myth that you're believing. Mm-hmm. Like it just captures them. So that I think is the best way that I've been able to pull those things together. Use those objections you hear, flip it around, and that's going to get the attraction you're looking for.
I love it. So, I mean, do you attribute this to, you know, growth all around, like across your business, because now you're getting more people into your funnels. You have really dialed in funnels. This is something that you and Bill, your husband, who's your business partner in the business, have really worked on over the past year. You get them into your funnel and then boom, like you have it really dialed in to conversion. So have you noticed that you've gotten more people in going through the business, going through the funnels, and ultimately resulting in revenue?
Yeah, the best way to explain it is there was like my life before thought reversals, and then there's my life after, because as soon as I learned this, then, you know, every Facebook ad I was putting out there to gain video views and to warm up that cold audience, it was a thought reversal. Anything that I was doing on video, and it wasn't that every video was always a thought reversal, like there was always the right time and place for where those went into my content, but it was like all of a sudden my content was being planned around the thought reversals because that's where I knew I could get the most traction because of those titles and because how it pulled people in. Like that was a different influence I didn't have before. And all of a sudden, you know, I was able to get people to pay attention, which is, you know, as a, someone building an online business, like that's your gas pedal.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And were you using those videos, the thought reversal videos, for calls to action, or was it more so to build audiences so that you can retarget? You guys do a really good job of that. Or was it a little bit of both?
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything. Like at the top of the funnel, I love them because it just captures people's attention. And if they're going to watch me talk about that topic, then I know they're interested in what I have to offer. Yeah. And then it was also really effective in the call to action piece and being able to differentiate myself by saying, well, this is my methodology after, you know, deconstructing why that old belief wasn't working. It just really helped me first establish myself as an expert, but then tell them why then my product is like the blueprint of that and why it'll be so effective for them.
I love it. I love it. Last question for you. And everyone always wants to know this because they think it's like the, you know, like there's, you know, a template for this is how long are these videos? Like, I mean, I know that they range, but are we talking super short? Are we talking 20 minute videos? What are we talking here?
We're talking typically under 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that the more dialed in I am with my audience and the objection that I'm overcoming, the easier it is. And once you get this in your head, this framework, like it just, you'll naturally start thought reversaling people without even thinking, which is super cool because it so works. So it just becomes a natural flow of your language and it doesn't take long to do or to get your head wrapped around how the order is of the conversation and the dialogue you want to have.
Did you just use thought reversaling as a verb?
Yes, it is a verb in our vocabulary. It is.
I love it. Thank you so much for taking us through that. That's, I mean, I love the, like just the real life example of how you, like what kind of content you were creating before that, how you took this concept, ran with it, how it's just completely changed. And I love that it has positioned you, as you say, as an influencer in what you're doing right now. I love it. Where can people see this in action for you? Where can they connect with you?
Yeah. So my Instagram is at the Ashley Shaw. And if you go and creep into my IGTV, you'll see that, you know, I started off from the bottom. I'm working my way up. They're getting better and better. That's the best place. Or you can check out ashleyshaw.ca.
Ashleyshaw.ca or at the Ashley Shaw on Instagram. I'll link those up over in the show notes for today's quick tip episode. Ashley, thank you so much for sharing this. I super appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Such a cool story that what Ashley's been able to do with her content and in her business. I mean, hockey stick growth in 2019 and continuing here in 2020. Hey, as I mentioned at the top of the show, don't forget to watch Brandon Lucero's free video series. Brandon is the guy that Ashley and I were talking about here that he's got coming out in just a couple of days. It's called The Content Revolution, and it goes in depth into how to finally start creating engaging content with unique messaging that creates demand for you and your business, that builds profitable connection with your audience, and really forces you to stand out because you stand for something. Okay, so you can register for that free video series at rickmulready.com/4x, the number four, the letter X, rickmulready.com/4x. All right, my friends, I hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. I like this little different format for you today, changing things up. Thank you so much for listening today. Super appreciate it. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.